This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biadro. The head of World Central Kitchen is blasting Israeli Defense Forces for last week's drone strike on a convoy that killed 7-8 workers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Celebrity chef and humanitarian Jose Andres was in tears as he spoke about the aid workers who lovingly made sure that displaced Palestinians in Gaza were getting food. And on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Andres called for a full investigation into the Israeli military conduct against his group and others.
This is not anymore about the seven men and women of World Central Kitchen that perish on these unfortunate event. This is happening way for too long. It's been 6 months of targeting anything that seems moves.
Also on ABC, White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby, who says Israel has vowed to do better.
We have to see, not pass the announcements and see if they actually meet these commitments over time.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel said earlier that its strike that killed aid workers was a mistake. AP correspondent Erica Ann Garcia has this report.
The Israeli military says two basic mistakes led to the series of drone strikes that killed seven staffers from the World Central Kitchen charity. The explanation raises concern of how often Israel has made such mistakes in its six-month-old offensive in Gaza. Rights groups and aid workers say the wider problem is not violations of the military's rules of engagement, but the rules themselves. They also argue that Israel has given itself a wide leeway in deciding how many civilian deaths it allows as collateral damage. Israel's chief military spokesman, Daniel Hagari, says that they're doing everything they can to not harm innocent civilians, but did not specify how they will achieve this. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
This is VOA News. In Togo, civil society and opposition parties are calling for protests next week against delayed legislative and regional elections. This after they rejected a recent constitutional amendment that approves of a parliamentary system of governance to replace the current presidential system. They condemned the move as a constitutional coup by the ruling party aimed at ensuring that President Faure Gnassingbé stays in power. The presidency announced the upcoming April 20th parliamentary and regional polls are postponed, but gave no new date for the vote. Farida Bemba Namburema is the director of the Togolese Civil League. She spoke with VOA's Peter Cloti.
The civil society call for the mass protest all falls within a strategy to defeat the arbitrary decision that they made, but also resisting and defying the regime which has made it impossible for Togolese citizens over the past years to exercise their freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and freedom of the press. Because Togo, under the rule of Faure Gnassingbé, has systematically banned any form of gathering in our country since 2018, following the 2017 uprising that saw hundreds of thousands of Togolese citizens protest for months.
Farida Bemba Namburema, director of the Togolese Civil League. Rwandans are commemorating 30 years since the genocide in which an estimated 800,000 people were killed by government-backed extremists, shattering the small East African country that continues to grapple with the legacy of the massacres. For more, VOA's Tommy McNeil has the details.
Rwanda has been transformed in the years since, but scars remain, and there are questions about whether genuine reconciliation has been achieved under the long rule of President Paul Kagame. His rebel movement stopped the genocide and has been running the country since 1994. Kagame is praised by many for bringing relative stability, but condemned by others for his intolerance of dissent. He leads somber commemoration events in the capital. Foreign visitors include former U.S. President Bill Clinton and Israeli President Isaac Herzog. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A raft of agreements between African countries and Dubai-based company Blue Carbon could give the company control over large swaths of land for conservation projects. In Liberia, 10% of the country's land area is to be signed away, and 20% in Zimbabwe. Activists say that previous projects on the continent have led to human rights abuses. In Washington, Nabil Biadro, VOA News.